Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the nature of God was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You are 100% righteous, 100% holy in your spirit. You were born again that way. And remember that God is a spirit. God is seeing you in the spirit. And so when you come before God, you say, "Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm such a failure. Oh God, have mercy on me." And you know what? He's looking at you in the spirit and he says, "Perfect, righteous, holy, pure. How can two walk together except they be agreed?" When you come before God talking about what a failure you are and how bad everything is, and "Oh God, look at this," it just shows that you are in the flesh. You aren't in the spirit. And to really worship God, you must worship Him in spirit and in truth. If you are coming and complaining about how sorry you are, you aren't in spirit, and therefore you aren't really worshiping God. You're just religious. To really connect with God, you've got to start going by what the Word of God says. And you were created righteous and truly holy. You know, you can go into a great definition of what righteous is, but a little simple layman's definition is it just means right standing with God. You're just in right standing. You're right with God. You're righteous. There is no more any sin. Your spirit is perfect. It's pure. It's holy. You were created righteous and truly holy. I go to churches all the time and I hear people say things like, "Oh God, make me holy." And I want to say, "Get born again." And yet they are born again and they're praying that God would make them righteous. I go to churches and they sing these songs about, "Oh Lord, create in me a clean heart, oh God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me." That's the prayer that David prayed in Psalms chapter 51. And people sing that and put it to music. And Christians are singing that. It's terrible. Somebody said, "Well, it's scripture. It's Old Testament scripture before people were born again." And when you're saying, "Creating me a clean heart," that's what happened when you got born again. You were given a brand new heart, a clean heart. You were created righteous and truly holy. And for you to say, "Take not your Holy Spirit from me," that's a slap in the face of Jesus when he says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll send you a comforter and he will remain with you forever." "Oh, but I don't feel you." And so we say, "Oh God, come and meet with us today." That's a slap in the face of Jesus. He says, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." And yet you're praying that he would be with you. And then as you leave, you say, "God, go with us as we leave this place." It's a slap in the face of Jesus. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." You're just going by your feelings. You don't feel a goosebump. You don't feel God. And so you think, "Well, God wasn't within 100 miles of that place." Truth is, he never leaves you nor forsake you. He's always there. You're always righteous. And you've got to get to where you base your life on what the truth of the Word of God says, who you are in the Spirit and not in the flesh. In the Spirit, you are forgiven of all sin. All sin. You are righteous and holy and pure. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, it says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Some people have tried to interpret that as, "Well, we're living as holy as Jesus. And so because we live holy and we never make any mistakes, and we're going to have boldness when we stand before him to be judged." Give me a break. Anybody who thinks that you are living holy enough that you're going to stand before God in your own self-righteousness and be confident because you've done everything right, you are deceived. Nobody's going to do that. That's not talking about that you are living in your actions and in your thoughts and in your emotions as perfect and pure as Jesus. This is talking about that in the Spirit, that part of you that was born again, that was created in righteousness and true holiness. That part of you is identical to Jesus. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. Not are you going to be in the other world. That's not true of your physical body yet. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says this mortal must put on immortality. This corruptible must put on incorruption. We are going to receive a glorified body. Your physical body is not like Jesus yet. Your soul isn't like Jesus yet. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 says we know in part and we prophesy in part. We don't understand all things yet. But there is coming a time that our soul is going to know all things, even as also it's known. But that hasn't happened yet. So by process of elimination, your physical body's not changed. Your soul isn't changed. It doesn't know all things yet. You still have wrong feelings and emotions. But in the spirit, you're perfect. In the spirit, you are like Jesus. You are identical to Jesus. This is the reason that the Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind as Jesus, because he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That's not talking about you suffering in the flesh. That's talking about Jesus. The one who suffered in the flesh has now ceased from sin, and we are supposed to have his mind. We're supposed to be thinking because we've been created just like him. In the spirit, I'm identical to Jesus because it is the spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ that has been sent into my heart crying, Abba, Father, Galatians chapter 4. And if somebody says, well, I don't have that, well, then you ought to get born again. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verse 9, that if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. When you got born again, God sent the Spirit of Jesus to live on the inside of you. You were created in righteousness and true holiness. You are identical to Jesus. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. And Jesus is not an old sinner saved by grace. Jesus is not a filthy rag. Jesus is the Son of God. You are identical to him. He gave you his righteousness, his power. He gave you his authority. You have the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. You have an unction, that means a special anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. People think, well, the Bible is so hard to understand. I don't know all things. Well, your little peanut brain doesn't know all things. But your spirit, the born-again part of you, knows all things. This is the reason that speaking in tongues is so important. Because the Bible says, 1 Corinthians 14, 14, that when you pray in tongues, your spirit is praying. The part of you that has the mind of Christ that knows all things. And then 1 Corinthians 14, 13 says all you have to do is interpret. Pray that you interpret. So when you are in trouble, start letting the part of you that has the mind of Christ speak in tongues and then pray and say, God, show me what I'm saying. Give me the answer to this problem. Show me what I need to do. And boom, God gives you your answer. Man, that's powerful. And yet most people, we just sing these songs about, oh, Father, further along we'll know all about it. Further along we'll understand why. I'm just a poor wayfaring pilgrim. And we magnify and amplify and embrace and cherish this flesh that is wrong and that makes mistakes and that is limited, and we don't live from our spirit. Most Christian songs, the reason I love Charlie and Jill's songs so much is because, see, we sang about the blood of Jesus. We glorified God. We praised him for what he's done. But most Christian songs today are just singing about how tough it is and how bad it is, and they're ministering from the flesh, talking about the problems of the flesh. It's just like Christian country and Western music. Griping and complaining about how bad everything is. It's the truth. Most Christian music is no good. It's glorified. It'll depress you. I've actually had the Christian station on and had them come on with some of these terrible songs, and I've turned it off to a secular station and listened in and thought, at least I know that that's wrong. It's obvious that that's wrong. This is sneak up on me over here. It's bad. It's bad stuff. Man, you are awesome in your spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 says that he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. And the Greek word for one there is hes, H-E-I-S, and it means a singular one to the exclusion of another. It doesn't mean that you are similar. It doesn't mean that you're a little chip off the old block. It means that you are identical. ounce for ounce, molecule for molecule, if there are such things in the spirit realm, you are identical to Jesus. This is why Paul said it's no longer me that lives, but it's Christ who lives in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Christ lived on the inside of him. It was Christ. And Paul didn't have something that you and I don't have. We got the same Holy Spirit. We got the same new birth. Everything the same. The only thing that's different is he had a revelation of who he was. He was living from his spirit man, whereas most of us are just talking about our flesh. Most of us are dealing with things, leaning unto our own understanding, trying to figure it out instead of living from the spirit man. Somebody's thinking, well, how do you get there? Through the Word, this spiritual mirror, you look in it and you take what it says and start basing your life on what the Word of God says instead of what you see. The Word of God says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3, that I am blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I am blessed. I'm not going to be blessed. I am blessed. He hath blessed us. It's already been done. I'm blessed. There's times that I don't feel blessed. There's times I don't look blessed. But you know what? I'm always blessed. I'm always blessed. And it's up to me to remind myself and to speak that. If you ever ask me how I am, I'm going to tell you I'm blessed. And I've had times when people have come up and said, no, I want to know how you really are. And I say, I'm really blessed. Amen. No, I want to know how you feel. And I said, I don't care how I feel. This is what the Word of God says. And I base my life on what God's Word says and not what I feel. And I know some of you think, you are weird. I think you're weird. I think you're weird to have one third of you wall to wall Holy Ghost, one third of you identical to Jesus, and you'd be sitting there sucking your thumb talking about how bad life is and wondering about how you could ever make it, and you're afraid of the economy and you're afraid of what's going to happen as if God doesn't live on the inside of you. That's weird. You don't have a revelation of who you are in Christ.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the nature of God. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Raleigh-Durham Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM236 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the fourth teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you.
Our television and radio programs, our tapes, our books, our study guides, everything is designed to help share the Word with you. But you know, the very best way that I can get these truths into you in an in-depth way is through our Charis Bible Colleges. We have a campus right here in Colorado Springs with about 250 or so people. And then we have over 1,000 people that are in extension schools taking correspondence and things. There's many ways that you could take advantage of this, but I tell you, I just want you to be able to get saturated and immersed in this, and the best way I know to do that is through our Charis Bible College. So please call or write today.
Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.